Well, well, well. Just look at what I've wandered across. A human. Sniffing around someplace they don't belong. You know this part of the club is employees only. Club patrons aren't supposed to be back here. Especially humans. But maybe I shouldn't be so surprised. There are plenty of nightclubs in the Mortal Realm. If you decided to visit one in Hell, then you must be at least a little interested in danger. Maybe you wanted to get caught snooping around, just to see what would happen. Wonder if I should believe you. I suppose it doesn't matter in the end. Trespassing is trespassing. No matter what your reasons, you need to be punished. I wonder if you've heard about what happens to rule breakers in this nightclub. Don't tell? You poor little soul. You haven't even realized just how unlucky you are, have you? I'm sorry to tell you that you've been caught by the worst possible person. I'm Quinn, the owner of this club. All those eyes. Silly little human. I can tell what you're thinking just by looking into them. You think you could run away? Well, I'm blocking the only exit. And I wouldn't even dream about trying to overpower me. I may not be large, but I'm more powerful than you could imagine. Oh, well. I really shouldn't make exceptions, but you do look so cute. Begging on your knees like that, it's a good look for you. Perhaps we can think of some kind of arrangement. Yes, I know. Sometimes I think I'm too generous for my own good. I suppose I just can't help it when I see a weak, defenseless little human. Even a demon like me can feel pity. But don't misunderstand me, human. I'm not just going to let you go without repayment. I'm doing you a very big favor, so you need to make it worth my while. I don't mean money, no. I do have plenty of that. You see, lately I've just been so busy with this club. I love it, don't get me wrong, but I haven't had the chance to engage with some of my favorite hobbies in a while. Involves going to the Mortal Realm. So, it's just too time consuming when I'm needed here. And that's where you come in. I just need a human that I can play with. Shh, no, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not that kind of demon. But I do want to, well, you'll see in a moment. Just come a bit closer for me. Ugh. That wasn't very smart of you, human. I told you that you wouldn't be able to get past me. This all could have been so much easier for you. But now, you've made me freeze you in place with my magic. You know, if I wanted to, I could cancel our deal right now. I was being so thoughtful and generous, and you rudely rejected my offer and tried to flee. Maybe I should just do what I was going to do in the first place and make you disappear. But then I wouldn't get what I really wanted in the end. You're just lucky that I'm so desperate for some fun. Alright, listen to me closely. These back rooms aren't really the place for this sort of thing. In a moment, I'll unfreeze you so that you can follow me to my office, and if you try to run again, I will freeze you again and retract my offer. Believe me, regardless of whatever it is you think I want to do to you, the punishment for trying to escape again will be 10 times worse. There. That's a good human. You know better than to run away now, don't you? You don't want to do anything stupid anymore, do you? Good. Then come along. Stay close to me. There. Isn't this so much nicer than that dark room? I've made my office a nice, comfortable space that's perfect for this. Now take a seat across from me and look deep into my eyes. Deeper. Deeper. The deeper you stare, the bigger they seem to get. My eyes are everything to you now. 2 whole worlds. You could stare into them forever and never get tired of it. Now as you stare into my eyes, keep staring. That's right. Can start to feel a connection. You can feel my power flowing from my eyes and into yours. Yes, that's it. That power is mine. I'm gonna use it to enter your mind and change things up in there however I like. The power moves through your eyes, flowing into your ocular nerves all the way back to your brain. As it settles there, in your mind, it feels warm and soft. As it swirls around and around, it starts to make your thoughts fuzzy. But that's alright. You don't need to think. My power will take care of that. I'll do all your thinking for you. Isn't that nice? Say thank you. Good. You're being so good for me. Now I'm going to start sifting through those thoughts of yours and deciding what you need and what you don't. I'm seeing fear and anxiety about what I'm doing to you. You don't need that. My power will dissolve those feelings away. You seem to have some regret about coming into my nightclub. You don't need that either. You may have been caught doing something naughty. You don't need any regrets. This was a fortunate meeting. I can see some more worries. Not about what's happening now, but other things in your life. You don't need any of them. I'm gonna get rid of all of them for you. Say thank you. Good. Ooh, what have I found here? There's a part of you that's enjoying this. You like the feeling of my power filling your mind. You're happy then doing your thinking for you. Such a good human. So many of you love to obey, even though you try to hide it. There's no need to be embarrassed. Perfectly fine to desire someone to tell you what you should do. Well, this part of you is something you do need. I'm gonna feed it. Make it grow. That small, small part that wants to obey and be a good human is getting bigger, spreading its way through your mind until you can't think of anything else. This is what I wanted. To mess with your mind, to make you better, to turn you into a good human who loves to obey. This is a wonderful start, but I'm not finished with you yet. So I'm gonna plant a little seed deep in your mind. You won't remember I put it there. In fact, you will remember very little of all of this, but it will still have an effect on you. The seed will sprout someday, and when it does, you'll be filled with a desire to see me again. You'll seek me out. And the best part is, you'll believe that it was all your idea. And when that happens, I'll make you even more good and obedient for me. But for now, I'm gonna let you go. My power will remain in your mind, but it won't feel so foggy anymore. Not until we see each other again. Good. You can still feel it, can't you? Sad as it is, you're starting to think your own thoughts once more. Before you wake up completely, say thank you one more time. Oh, that's my good human. You were very, very good for me. You did as I asked, so I'll let you go for now. That's it. You can return to the club if you like. The wooziness will wear off in just a little bit. Goodbye for now. And don't go wandering around here where you don't belong again. Next time, you might not be able to leave.